Blackstone Audio presents The Trident Deception by Rick Campbell. This book is read by Peter Ganim. To my wife, Lynn, who has supported me all these years and sacrificed so much, allowing me to chase my dreams. To Brett, Caitlin, and Courtney, I pass along the advice that led me to write this novel. What would you do if you weren't afraid? Prologue, Washington, D.C. As a full moon cast faint shadows across the narrow paths winding through Rock Creek Park, Russell Evans checked over his shoulder again as he ran at nearly a full sprint. The young man almost lost his footing on the rocky path above the creek bed, his dress shoes slipping on the damp stones. Stopping behind a thick copse of trees, Evans rested his hands on his knees as he waited for his exhaustion to fade, his heart racing as he gulped the cool night air. Dropping to one knee, he thought about the poor choice he'd made tonight and the danger he now faced. It had seemed like a wise decision at the time. The man he had chosen to confide in was the one person who had the authority to investigate further. But Evans had misinterpreted the flicker in the man's eyes when the information had been laid before him, assuming the seasoned government official shared his concern over what he had discovered. Now, Evans believed the man's concern was not for the danger the security breaches represented, but for the discovery of the breaches themselves. Evans now realized that had he been older and wiser, had he confided in someone more trustworthy than powerful, he would not be in a desolate park in the middle of the night, fleeing for his life.